Welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. I'm Donna Tana, and my guests in the studio today are the legendary Long Islander, John Thiessen from the John Thiessen Children's Foundation. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Legendary.
Yeah, legendary.
Wow. I'm honored that came from Donna. Wow.
Let me tell you, I will never forget the first time I met you. I was shocked at how young you were because I felt like I'd been hearing about John Thiessen for my whole life. And, of course, you are such a young man because you started the John Thiessen Foundation when you were 17.
Yeah, a little older than that. I gotten sick when I was 17.
Tell us the story.
Yeah, sure. I was in the hospital. I mean, I didn't go to school to start a nonprofit or anything like that. I was just a regular kid. I wasn't a great student either. And going into my senior year, I had gotten diagnosed with a brain tumor. It was actually on September 28th of 1988. I had a CAT scan done because I was having like such bad headaches. And in 17 years old, I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was just allergies. And I remember leaving the CAT scan and going to get pizza with my girlfriend at the time and coming home. And my mom, which was about an hour later, was crying at the table. And I said, Mom, what's the matter? I thought something bad happened. I thought, you know, someone had passed. And she goes, John, the doctor just called. We got results from your CAT scan. It's not good. You have a large brain tumor. And I remember, this is back in 1988. I remember running over to the table and crying and slamming my hands to the ground saying, I can't believe this. How long do I have to live? Because the first thing I thought of when I heard a brain tumor was, especially back in 88 and 17 years old, I thought I was done.
Yeah.
So I had to go on a lot of medicine and stuff. They tried to shrink it. And in December 9th of 1988, I actually had surgery, which my surgery back then was 10 hours long. I was hospitalized at Schneider's Children's Hospital, and when I was hospitalized, it was actually the day before I had the surgery, I met this little girl by the name of Tasha, and she wandered into my room with pajamas on, and she was 7 years old, and she introduced herself, and she walked out, and the doctors and nurses just told me it was a matter of time before you actually met Tasha, because she was like the mayor of the floor. She knew everyone's business.
7 years old.
7 years old, and here I am, 17 years old, but I was on the oncology floor, and I saw all these kids that were bald and bloated and not happy and crying. The kids had treatments across the room from me, and this little girl, Tasha, seemed always by herself, and our doctors actually told me that her family would never visit her for some reason or another. She'd be dropped off there and for 3 weeks at a time, be left there. And when the treatments were done, they'd call up and they'd pick her up. So she basically became very close to my family and was always interested in how I was feeling. I actually have found a picture a few years ago about her sitting next to the bed when I was sleeping. And they were having a holiday party where Santa Claus was going to be there for the kids because it was during the holiday season. And all the kids were going to go down and get presents. And her parents never showed up for the party. So she came into my room crying and my mom ended up taking it down to the party, and she was so concerned I couldn't go down there. I didn't want to go down there anyway after having 10-hour brain surgery with, can you imagine, screaming kids? Just a regular headache, you'd be like, but having a brain tumor. So when it was her time to go up to Santa Claus and get a gift, he went to hand her a teddy bear, and she said, I want it for my friend upstairs who can't come down, and she woke me up with it, and my mom told me what happened, and I was so touched, and I left there that day. Well, not that day, 6 days later, saying, I'm going to come back and help out these kids, and in 92, I started a simple toy drive.
Wow. And that's how the John Thiessen Children's Foundation was born. With a toy drive. And now you offer so many other services.
We have.
And I would like to get into some of those other services. But I also want to welcome another guest who you brought with you today, John, Kyle Austin from Mom and Pop. What's the Mom and Pop thing? I saw it on your website. Kyle, can you explain what that is?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me today, Donna.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Mom and Pop is the first one of its kind. It's the first community support program affiliated with a local charity, none other than the John Thiessen Children Foundation. It was developed to give back to the community in multiple ways while creating continuous revenue for sick and unprivileged children across Long Island. And I'm here now with John by my side to make a difference on the island and then the world. To discuss briefly what the program offers, basically you pay $10 to receive VIP discounts at your favorite local businesses for 3 months. The more you spend, the more you earn. This is not just another reward program. This is real cash that you earn for shopping or dining local at any participating merchant. And you receive up to 20% cash back at every visit you make. Some of the merchants are even getting instant discounts at point of service just for being a VIP member of the community. A special aspect of this program is that 20% of each membership is contributed to the John Thiessen's Children Foundation. It's the give and receive program. So basically, after your third month worth of savings, you purchase a new membership and you renew your good deed, and another 20% is donated to the John Theisen's Foundation.
So it's win-win, because I get a discount, and then part of my membership fee then goes to John.
Correct.
That's win-win, if you ask me.
And then also it builds loyalty within the community, because only selective merchants are participating in this program.
And you say mom and pop, but do you have chains as well that are participating?
Absolutely. We have a bunch of merchants involved, some involving the Fresh Market, Acropolis, Crazy Crepe, the Smithtown Running Company. A lot. We have over 40 merchants so far, and we just actually released it September 1st.
Wow, that's wonderful. Are the merchants listed on your website?
They are. They're actually not yet, because the program is about to really kick off. But it's brand new, so we are gonna work on that. But the merchants have been calling me just to to check everything, and not to verify, but just to to say what a great thing this is. And Kyle and his wife came to me a few months ago, and he's trying to explain the program, but he's like his real love is just incredible. I mean, when he's talking about it, it's so grassroots, and this is something where, like, how something big starts, but it starts real small.
Right.
And he's walking from merchant to merchant, and it's not just about him and his wife being able to maybe make a little money from it. It's about giving back. And that's where that's where the heart really is. I mean, mm-hmm. I've met with him and his wife over a dozen times, and I can't believe how excited he is about it. And he's always working, and he really, really is truly sincere. And I'm excited about it because it's merchants right here on Long Island, and that's what the foundation's all about.
Sure. And this coming from the guy who is really, really, really excited about the John Theisen Children's Foundation and totally dedicated to it, with nothing stopping you. Let's give everybody your website. First of all, jtcf.org.
jtcf.org. And, Donna, as BAB has been involved with me for 25 years.
Yep.
I mean, we wrote a simple letter to BAB way back when, 25 years ago. And since then, you guys have been our top media. Really our only media sponsors. And it's a family. It's a family. And you know what? It's when you're on the air during the week, and Fingers and JP and everyone else, and even from BLI, everyone's like so enthusiastic about it, whether it's our holiday drive, whether it's our gala, whether it's our back to school program, no matter what it is. For me to be driving and for people to say, oh, I heard you on BAB, I heard you on BLI. But it's the love that I feel. It's incredible. And you know what? We're working together to make Long Island a better place. We really are. If you think about it, you're the number one rock station, BLI, this and that. But if you really think about that, what we've done for Long Island, besides everything else that you guys do, but through my foundation over the last 25 years, toys alone, we've distributed over a million gifts.
Oh my
through
gosh.
Our holiday drive.
Wow. Yeah, and happy anniversary, 25 years.
Yeah, 25
this year.
Years. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to do it. I wish there was there was a cure for cancer, because our foundation helps any child on need, whether it's sick or underprivileged. So I would love to not help it, but I know that, there are kids going to bed hungry at night. There are kids that go to school without jackets. I've offered kids game systems and TVs that they don't have, and they've said, we just want a winter coat.
Yeah.
And it's just right here on Long Island. Everyone always asks me, what about this place? What about this place? Can you help out this country? I would love to, but there's such a need right here on Long Island.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to just concentrate your efforts in one particular place to have the most impact.
And that's why I think the mom and pop, though. If we get the more merchants, the regular people that just sign on, 20% to the foundation is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
How did you guys meet?
I actually used to work at a deli that sponsors one of John's events, and I was invited.
Let's shout out the deli. What deli?
Second Street Gourmet to Bill over
Mineola.
There.
Mineola.
Mineola. Okay.
Yep.
That's my neighborhood around
and,
there.
And from there, I was in a bad car accident. I was a musician pursuing my career. And at the peak of my career, I got into a bad car accident. And, while I was home recovering and still am recovering, mom and pop was born. I didn't know what I was going to do with myself or where I was going to be in life after, thinking music was it for me. And I thought I was going to give back to people in that sense. And I've always wanted to give back. And as this was being developed, I made sure that there was going to be something to give back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I didn't know, what charity to turn to or who to donate to. And, eventually we did some real thinking about it and remembered John and the event. And, you know, once again, thank you, John, for the opportunity to allow us to give back to everybody on Long Island through him. So, you know, it was born. And one of the things that I definitely wanted to point out, too, you know, like John said, there's a lot of people on Long Island that need the help. Just in my town alone, there's about 30,000 people.
Where are you from?
I'm from Smithtown.
Okay.
So with that being said, you know, if just even half of that was just a part of the mom and pop program, what that can do for the kid who needed the jacket or the kid that was hungry and would rather that than the video game, you know, it's just that's one town in Smithtown, you know, it's one town. So, you know, the plan is to take this everywhere and to grow. But, you know, we're starting off with where I'm from and where John's from. And then from there, we're going to move forward.
Yeah.
And it's been nothing but positive.
Well, I have to say, you guys are great ambassadors because the sincerity, you talked about Kyle's sincerity, but the sincerity of both of you comes through. And I predict that it's coming right through the microphone at this very minute. You don't have to meet John to be able to see how sincere he is. And I'll never forget watching that video of you on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, I know that you're going to be completely uncomfortable, but some of the accolades over the years for the John Thiessen Children's Foundation, the 2016 Nassau PBA Man of the Year. That must be nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and Steve Harvey named you one of Harvey's heroes. You were on the air, and the whole time you kept looking down. You wouldn't look up. You kept looking down like, this is not about me.
Right.
This is about the kids. I never saw anyone so self-conscious on TV before.
Yeah. I was overwhelmed with that. I mean, they flew me out there and stuff, and then they surprised me with a family that we had helped out and brought them on the air. It was pretty hard to handle because you know what it's not about. It's not this. Like I said, this wasn't something that I planned for my life, and I've been given at life second, third, fourth, even 10 chances to live. So I'm making the best of it.
Yeah, and just one more accolade that I would like to mention. You are the best charity from the Best of Long Island for 6 years in a row.
That's right.
And folks, you can donate right online at jtcf.org. I donate every year with the PayPal button.
Yes, you do. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest and best achievements, I have to say, and it's not about that, but right. I went to Levittown Public Schools, and I was recently the keynote speaker at both high schools for their first time, Division of MacArthur.
Congratulations.
And after 70 years of Levittown Public Schools being open, this is their first year they opened up the Levittown Public School Hall of Fame, and I'm the first one inducted.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I really am honored because Levittown's so historic, and I mean, there are so many great people that have gone to Levittown schools through Levittown and to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. But again, the point is that it's not about that. It's about being able to help that child on Long Island and having Kyle and his wife's support, having BABBLI support and everyone else's support. Every one of the listeners are incredible. I mean, from every event that we do, they come up and hug me and thank me. And it's like, I'm the one who should be thanking you guys because you guys are doing everything for me.
Well, you know, it's also very nice to be able to have someone to give you the opportunity to help. Sometimes people, like you are saying yourself, Kyle, you want to help, but you don't know what to do. And along comes John Thiessen and the John Thiessen Children's Foundation, and it's an outlet for all of us to help. And as both of you well know, I'm sure, the more you help, the more you want to help. It's what makes living worthwhile, service to others. So, Kyle, it's interesting that John started this whole John Thiessen Children's Foundation that serves so many thousands and thousands and thousands of children on Long Island as a result of an illness. And Kyle, you started the Mom and Pop program when you were injured, severely injured in a car accident.
Yes.
So it's amazing how adversity, you can look at it as, oh, why me? Or let me turn this adversity into an opportunity.
This is a good therapy session, Donna. Thank you. I'll tell you, I'll give you my copayment when I leave. Thank you. I'm telling you.
I don't think you can.
You got me really thinking now, Donna. Kyle, we really are getting close, buddy.
I don't have any cash on me.
I didn't realize we had that much in common, Kyle. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
We definitely did have a connection when we first met. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, it's something for folks to think about. You know, you can go home and with every misfortune that comes your way, you can think, why me? Why me? Oh, damn, not again. Or you can think, how can I turn this misfortune into an opportunity? Whether it's for some kind of a foundation or just an opportunity for personal growth. You know, so John, do you want to tell us about some of the other programs? What's going on with the Fun Center?
Well, the Fun Center, we were, you know, in this I've had the Fun Center now for 11 years. The Fun Center is filled with arcade games and video games and arts and crafts in our wish room, and we hold all our drives there, and we were in danger of losing it because the funds the last 4 years have been down. But we've been able to, you know, sign a new 2-year lease, which is good. So the Fun Center with the video games and the arcades, and we do about 50 or 60 parties there a year on the weekends, all for free. The pizza, cake, everything.
We have. And these are for children who are sick
and who can't afford who can't afford birthday parties. And we have a back to school program, which provides kids across Long Island backpacks filled with school supplies and $150 gift cards to them to go shopping with. We have our wish giving program, and we really try and do it. I have it every. Covered. When everyone says, what's John Thiessen Children's Foundation about? I said, it's helping sick or underprivileged children across Long Island in any capacity possible. If a family just recently lost their fire today, if they lost their home in a fire, then we'll get them gift cards, even though they're insurance, and they'll pay it. They'll give us back. I don't ask for it back, but they always do. But at least the kids that day will have clothes for the next week or two. I just want to be able to take care of whoever we can.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a lot of Long Islanders reaching out to you.
Anyone that needs or anyone that asks for help, but everything has to go through a social worker or a caseworker because we have to verify the need. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, with the good out there, there come scams too.
Sure.
So we have like a really good firewall up there. Everything has to be sent over on letterhead, and then we call back to verify everything. But you know, I don't even want to get into that. But the good thing is, I mean, we get audited every year. We're a 5-star rated charity. Actually, the IRS, believe it or not, came into my office in 2013 and did a full-blown audit. They were supposed to be there for 3 days. They were there for two, and they said everything was perfect. And my audit report was a one-line report. That's it, that this had to be changed on this line and this on that line. And that's open to the public. So, I mean, we're as clean as we're just, I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, as you should be.
The IRS to come in and not have any issues.
And whenever I have charitable organizations in here, I always ask them, you know, what's your charity rating? Because there are a lot of scams.
Yeah, but they can tell you no matter what it is. I mean, you know, and everyone out there knows. And unfortunately, there are a lot of organizations out there that look pretty. And all of a sudden, like you belong to these programs and you look them up and 10% is going to the dollar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I saw something on your website about a new program where you give children who are sick rides for treatment.
Yeah, we have a nice van. We give the kids back and forth treatments because a lot of these parents have to take the train into the city for Sloan and stuff. So we pick them up and we take them in, wait for them, return them back. It's really nice. It's called our Ride and Smile program. It's really nice. So treatments, so these kids don't have to pay, you know, the parents don't have to worry about driving into the city, getting stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. We have a passenger van that takes them in, takes them out. We provide the kids with video games while they're riding in the van. So it's terrible for these kids. I mean, when I was going through radiation, I had to drive myself into the hospital every day, 5 days a week. And these kids are going in for chemo and they got to get driven in and stuck in traffic. Yeah. And, you know, Long Island's so populated now and it turns into a 7-hour day. So at least the parents and the kids can kind of sit back and relax.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Do you have a special sponsor for the...
No, just general donations. Yeah. That's all.
You can make general donation at jtcf.org. You can donate with PayPal. You have credit cards set up. You can send a check. Give us your address if you want.
Chad, 1881 Wantour Avenue, Wantour, New York. It's right on the website. Gift cards are always great because you know what we always have to purchase? We always have to purchase things for the teenagers because when you think of a sick child, you're going to think of a 7 or 8-year-old boy.
Right.
So we're always looking for items. Like, you know what? It's like a lot of these kids are stuck in the hospital for weeks at a time. So bath and body products for the girls, makeup and stuff, because they don't feel pretty. They don't feel clean because they get in a little Petri dish, like a typical hospital Petri dish. We give them bath and body products or the boys' Axe gift sets. I mean, you know, we really try and have it all covered.
So if you want, you can also donate, like you say,
Gift cards,
and you have a wish list on
here. We have a wish list to all the different gift places and stuff. We take gift cards to forget it. The electronics cost us so much every year from simple, you know, iPods, and we get bigger things, iPads. We get laptops for kids so they could Skype with their classroom, so they could actually, you know, because these kids miss school for 4 or 5 months at a time.
But I know you. You've been doing this on Long Island for so long that don't you have some big stores that, here comes John?
Yeah, they do, of course. Yes. Of course, yeah. They set the register aside. But I'm not one to push. I'm not one to be like, oh, I need 50% off or this or that. Or I'm not a typical fundraiser. I'm not.
Yeah.
People think I'm so outgoing and everything. I'm really a shy person. Like, I don't go to networking events. I'm really like, I'm to myself. I really am. Like, I couldn't do what Kyle's doing. I couldn't walk from merchant to merchant. There's no way.
Trouble speaking on the radio.
That's fine. I can speak in front of 5,000 people, but I can't go to a networking meeting by myself. I can't walk into a business and ask for them. I can't do that.
But I always tell people when we're doing the holiday drive that if they want to donate cash instead, you know, some people, talking about myself mainly, I would rather die than go into a toy store at holidays.
Right.
So my kids are grown, thank God.
Yeah.
So I tell people, well, give cash because John is able to squeeze the most out of a buck.
We do. That we do. I mean, I make sure that it's going to the right kids. That's why I talked about like making sure that the social workers and caseworkers, we speak to them because we want to make sure that it's going to the right kids.
Right. Let's talk about the upcoming toy drive. That's the big one. You do a back to school drive, and then the toy drive kicks off this year.
It does. It kicks off the second week in November and runs right up until the Christmas holidays, goes through Hanukkah, Christmas, and we have it every day, and we have the different places to drop off. Of course, BAB locations, BAB 555, Sunrise Highway, West Babylon, New York. I love it. And, you know, BAB always has the different locations and whatnot. And, I mean, that's we look for new unwrapped toys, gifts, gift cards, and monetary donations. And if it's for a specific program, they just put it on, and it's a restricted gift. But if it's for the general donation, then we use it throughout the whole month of November and December buying kids, because a lot of times these kids want winter coats, because I'm telling you, I've offered these kids game systems and TVs because these kids live in little bedroom apartments and they're sick and they don't live with their parents anymore. They abandon them. They live with their grandparents and they have nothing. And I've offered these kids TVs, game stations, whatever they want. And they just say, we want a winter coat. So really, in November, December, we're out there buying coat. We don't do coat drives, but we're out there buying coats and clothes, even during the toy drive.
Yeah.
It's really just a holiday drive.
Yeah.
But we've collected and distributed over 1 million gifts. And last year, we were a little down, but we collected and distributed over 75,000 new toys during November and December.
Yeah, life is hard, and I'm not surprised that you're down. But it always amazes me every year, because we have, you know, in addition to publicizing the toy drive and setting up locations, usually friendlies and different places, you know, we have a box right in the lobby, and it's amazing. I walk out there and there's bikes out there, and there's just some
amazing
Donna,
every
gifts.
Time you talk about it, because I'm always listening to BAB, every time you talk about it, it's all like you not only just say about drop off a toy, like you talk about my foundation with such with such love, and I really, really do appreciate that. Oh. And I've told you that before.
Yeah. And I mean, it's impossible not to love you, Kyle. Am I lying? It's impossible not
No, absolutely not.
John.
I'm not lying at all. No.
But what Kyle and his wife are doing for me.
Shout out to your wife, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. Shout out to your wife.
She's actually 6 months pregnant, too. I love you, Jeannie. Yes.
God bless.
Yeah, she is. My daughter, Valerie, as well. Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So yeah.
I'm sorry, but I interrupted you, John.
No,
what were you going to say about
that? I'm honored that they're doing it for me, you know, it's incredible that they picked my foundation, and every little bit helps, it's great that if merchants and individuals and anyone who gets into Kyle and his wife's program, the Mom and Pop Inc., that they can, you know, get discounts and also at the same time help out children right across Long Island.
So, Kyle, how do I find out what stores on Long Island?
So you would visit our website. Not to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No.
You would visit our website at www.momandpopit.com.
Momandpopit.com. I saw a tile on your
page.
Is that a link?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
You can go to Mom and Pop It.
JTCF.com.
Or you can go to JTCF.org to get to momandpopit.com. And you have a list of merchants up there?
Of merchants, all of the information you need, any questions, they could all be answered right off the website.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so you pay for, it's a small fee for your membership.
Right.
What's the membership fee?
So you pay $10 for 3 months worth of savings.
$10?
That's
it. You're not charging enough, Kyle.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told by many of people.
But you're starting off reasonably.
Well, okay. That's what it is. We want everybody on the entire island to be able to use it. You know, like John was saying, not everybody, you know, has transportation or means of paying for everything. So This was something where I know we probably could have charged, you know, $50, $100, $200 for it. But at the end of the day, you know, if we can allow everybody on the island to use it, that's a lot better of a number than,
right,
you know, only
right.
a few.
Right. So $10 for the membership, and then you get, is it strictly 10% off, or does
it vary from
merchant to merchant?
Yes. The way it works is in your first month, you're going to receive 10% worth of savings, 10% discount worth of savings. In the second month, you're going to receive 15% worth of savings. And in the third month, you receive 20% worth
of
savings.
Oh, nice.
So in your third month, you could be saving 20% every day at some of your favorite merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point forward, after the third month, as I said, you renew your good deed, mm-hmm, and you purchase a new membership for $10, and another 20% is donated to John.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
I like how he says you renew your good deed. That's pretty cool, right? I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Well,
yeah.
It really is based to, we created a continuous revenue, if everybody really thinks about it, because after the third month, you know, you purchase another membership that's, you know, another 20% donated to John. So the more people we have involved in this program that actually enjoy using the card and continuously, mm-hmm, do it, they're, mm-hmm, always going to be doing a good deed. You know, they don't have to worry about, you know, did I do anything? You know, it's just knowing that you did something good makes,
yep,
your day go by,
yep,
easier.
Yeah,
you know?
And when I'm in the store and I'm trying to talk myself out of buying something frivolous, if I'm getting a discount, that's a good excuse to buy.
Absolutely.
And we'll give everyone updates on how much they donated and where we have, what we've done with it and stuff. I think that's a good thing. You know,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so in other words, like after the certain months, we'll say that Mom and Papa's donated this and thanks for your support. And we've, mm-hmm, been able to buy kids 6 Xboxes. Or, you know, when it's, like I said, it's kids right here on Long Island, then we're all working together. So I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah. So it's momandpopit.com.
Correct.
And JTCF.org.
Right.
And we are out of time. So Kyle, quickly, for anybody who's just joined us, could you explain what the Mom and Pop program is?
So Mom and Pop basically is a unique program. It's a community support program that is affiliated with the John Thiessen's Children Foundation. And basically, you join the membership for $10 and you receive 3 months worth of significant savings. After those 3 months, you purchase a new membership for another $10 and another 20% is donated to the John Thiessen's Foundation. It also offers a very unique marketing platform and networking program for all of the participating merchants.
So Long Island merchants, I hope you're paying attention. And let's mention the gala, John.
Yeah, sure. The gala, which is awesome. It's hosted by Roger and JP, is on Thursday, December 7th, and it's at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. And that information will be on our website also, jtcf.org. And this is the event where we always have Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo, and a bunch of other celebrities. And we do like a 50 to 60 item live auction, including Super Bowl trips, dinner at Rao's. I mean, top stuff.
Yeah, you've
and
got
we also
some
have
great
regular
prizes.
Raffles too, and it's just, that's our big event. That's what supports us for the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mulcahy's December 7th.
Thursday night, December 7th, and we only charge $40 to get in. And that same deli, Second Street Gourmet, provides all the catering, and John Murray, who's been supportive of me at 25 years, the owner of Mulcahy's, we do an open bar. I mean, where else can you get $40 for top food and open bar?
Right.
And it's just and it's casual attire. You don't have to dress up.
John, I was looking forward to seeing you in a tuxedo.
Oh, never, never. Not me. Not me. He sweats in a sweatshirt.
Well, we'll see you December 7th at Mulcahy's. And just quickly, if anyone wants to donate, you can do that right on jtcf.org. If you want to donate your time, do you take volunteers, John?
Yeah, and it's very easy, too. 516-679-TOYS. 516-679-TOYS.
If you got a little extra time, especially with the holidays coming up, people like to do things to give back to the community, and I can't imagine a more wonderful way to do that than working with the sick and underprivileged children that you serve.
Thank you, Don. I really appreciate it.
John Thiessen from the John Thiessen Children's Foundation, jtcf.org. Kyle Austin from momandpopit.com, M-O-M-P-O-P-I-T.com. Thank you both for being here today.